This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk, talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We still do quality E6 processing at ChromeDigital.com. SharpPix has a terrific holiday giveaway where you can win a brand new deflector or a monopod or a new digital SLR camera. Just go to ClubWSRadio.com and sign up today. I'm excited to announce that we have Carl Sam II. And he's the author and a world-renowned author of a children's book called Stranger in the Woods. Many of you may have already read it. It made the number one on the New York Times bestseller list, as well as the bestseller lists in Germany and Japan and other parts of the world. And in a large part, due to his ability to capture the beauty of animals and nature with his camera and incorporate the photography into the story for children. Carl joins us from the East Coast, where he's at a teachers' conference. Welcome to the show, Carl.
Hi, Jack. Yeah, we're at the National Association for the Education of Young Children's Conference right now.
Wonderful. And they invited you because of your book?
Yeah, we're in Washington, D.C. Our Lost in the Woods book, our new book on the fawn, had won an award here. In fact, we won two awards last night, the Early Childhood News Award, and then we got the Judge's Award for the product of the show. So we're pretty excited about it.
Boy, that is fantastic. I know your first book was extremely popular. Do you expect this book to be as popular?
Well, this book came out in July last year, and after it was released, it debuted at number one in the Midwest, and we went up in last October. We were number two on the New York Times, and then a week ago we were number eight. So it's went back on the list again, and so it's falling in the footsteps of Stranger and coattails.
Well, just to make that list is an honor in and of itself, but. You know, tell us a little bit about what makes this book so interesting to children and families.
Well, the Lost in the Woods book that we did was on the first couple weeks of a fawn's life. And it's a book on patience and trust that the mother doe is going to come back to her fawn and then waiting for your time to explore. And our idea on both our books was to teach kids gentle lessons about nature. And in this particular book, you know, every year we lose hundreds of fawns across our country because people are trying to save them because the mother doe's not with them and they feel that they have been abandoned. But that's not the case at all. In fact, in the first couple of weeks of a fawn's life, if the mother doe were to stay with its fawn all the time, it could draw predators like coyotes and that to the fawn from her scent. And the little fawn's born without a scent and uses the spots to protect himself. So she feeds them every 5 or 6 hours or so, but then she has to leave, and she has more than one fawn. She usually keeps them in different locations until their legs get strong enough to run from danger and keep up with her.
Well, we've put some of your photographs up on Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, so that people can look at them. I'm just going to click through them and describe them to you so you can give us an idea. First picture we have up is a little bear peeking around the tree, and why is that photo in the book?
That was in our Images of the Wild book, I believe, and that's it's one of actually triplet cubs, and that was taken at Sini National Wildlife Refuge in the Upper Peninsula.
I see.
Michigan.
So these are a variety from your website.
Yeah, that's from our website.
Okay.
Right there.
All right. And your website is carlsams.com?
That's one of our websites. Carlsams.com has most of our wildlife images on it, and then the Stranger in the Woods and Lost in the Woods have their own websites. We have strangerinthewoods.com and lostinthewoods.biz. But any one of them will lead you to the other website.
Okay, and people can purchase these photographs on those sites, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. You have a couple of little raccoons up in a tree. I think that's pretty interesting.
Uh-huh.
This one of the wolf down here. Now, how on earth do you get close enough to photograph a wolf like that?
I'm not sure which wolf picture that it is, but we photograph wolves in different locations. Most wolf pictures that you see are done, it could be game farms or research areas. We have quite a few of our wolf pictures that we took were in the Upper Peninsula, and in the early 90s there was a research area up there, and we baited them to get close enough, you know, with roadkill deer carcasses to come in and feed. However, I remember the very first wolf I saw was in Denali National Park in Alaska, and I was walking close to Igloo, which is about halfway back in Denali Park, and I was walking with the sun at my back first thing in the morning, and I looked up, and this wolf was running right straight at me, you know, and I'm thinking, I'm saying to myself, no wolf is killing a human being in North America, you know, this wolf is barreling down on me, you know, and it was just at the last second that he saw me. The sun was right in his eyes, and he didn't realize I was there, and then he veered off and took off running, and that's the case with most wild animals. They're going to be afraid of you and run unless they're trying to protect their young, or in case of the polar bear, you know, you're a food source for them.
Right, yeah. Well, this guy looks like he's been well-fed because he's laying down, taking life kind of easy. So.
Okay, that's our autumn retreat print. And, in fact, we have that one hanging above our bed in our master bedroom. That's my wife's favorite wolf print right there.
Oh, it's a beautiful photograph. Next to it, we have, it looks like a, let's see, a sparrow? No. I've Danica here. She's going to be a guest on the upcoming segment. Danica from sharppicks.com. And help me out here, Danica. What kind of a bird are we looking at there, do you think?
I am not sure. I'm not
it's got an orange breast.
It sounds like a Baltimore Oriole. Is it orange and black?
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Or Northern Oriole.
Ah, okay.
I'm close to Baltimore over here in Washington, D.C., so I call it Baltimore Oriole here.
Got it. Oh, gee. And it looks like you've done some beautiful bird photography as well. Are you a bird watcher?
Well, you know, one of my favorite experiences that I've ever had, I had the opportunity to take Roger Troy Peterson, who had been the field guide for the birds, and took him into the field to take pictures. And most of you that are familiar with Roger, he did all paintings in his field guides, different field guides that he did. But when he got older, his true passion was photography, and it was really his escape, you know, because he was always under demand from the people. And I had the opportunity to take him into the field one time in Florida. Milpon Press in Venice, Florida, who did his prints, called me and says, Roger wanted to go out and take pictures. And I said, do you want to take Roger out? And I said, sure, you know. And I was up in Tampa at the time, and I rushed down there, and it was a real windy day. And I knew Roger was going to want to go to the Venice Rookery, where we have these egrets and herons flying in. But I'd been taking pictures of scrub jays over towards Arcadia, Florida, and I knew if I could get him over there that we could get some nice pictures. So Roger agreed to go with me, and we got over there, and his daughter and Linda and son-in-law Cy had followed us over, and before Roger got out of the car to take his camera out, I said, Roger, would you mind if I take some pictures with your field guide? Well, I knew when he got out of the car, the birds were going to come over to us, and I got birds landing on his head and on his bird book.
Wow.
And so I got one of the shot where it looks like Roger's teaching the birds about the birds as the bird's looking at his bird book, you know, sitting on top of it.
That's
and then
great.
then we were going to do I asked if we wanted ready to do this metal arc. We're going to do a metal arc shot, and they said, you know, it was just getting late, and so Roger and Cy followed me over, and I says, well, where do you want the bird to land? And they both looked at me like I'd lost my mind, you know, and I says, well, how about in that pine tree right there? And there was no metal arcs around at the point time that I had said it, and I said, well, let's point your camera at the pine tree, and it was about 15 feet away from him. And I went over and I did this metal arc call, and two birds landed in the grass. And I says, okay, get ready. And I walked over there, and one flew away, and the other one landed in the closest, highest place away from me, which was in front of them. And the two of them shot like three rolls of film on it. And his daughter, Linda, turned around and says to me, she says, you don't know your birds, do you? And I says, nope. I says, I know that bird right there, because we'd photographed it a couple of days before.
So it's like he remembered you.
Yeah, but it was a wonderful day to have that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have a bird on a branch with two red flowers below it. That's beautiful. That would make a nice living room piece.
Golly, I'm trying to think which one it is here with the red flowers below it.
Yeah, so it's just a little tiny white bird on a branch with snow on the branch. Actually, he's in the next picture as well. There's a snowman with a carrot for a nose and a red hat. And
oh, that's our chickadee.
And he's sitting on his nose.
Yeah, in our Stranger in the Woods book, you know, we did this book about the deer and birds reacting to the stranger or the snowman that appeared in their woods after a winter storm. And the animals approach the snowman trying to figure out if he's friendly or not. And as we get closer to the snowman, there's a cardinal and a buck that are sort of going in to check him out. Of course, the chickadee beats him in because he's the real leader in the woods. He's a year-round resident, and he knows where the food's at. And he goes, GGG, says the chickadee-dee. There's nuts and seeds in his hat for you and me. So the animals find out that there's bird seed, and he's friendly. He's there to feed them. And then before the book's over, you realize that there's more than one stranger in the woods, and there's two young children that are actually feeding the birds through the snowman. And that's the basis of Stranger in the Woods, which probably is what we're going to be best known for. That book right now, you know, it's sold, 1,200,000 copies, and we're in Chinese, French, Spanish, German, and And it's won, you know, 28 awards now, and we're you know, it just completely changed our life.
That's wonderful, and it's also inspiration for all of us who are photographers. To, if you have an idea, don't be afraid to get it out there and get it in front of the public, because if they like it, it can change your life. It has that potential, doesn't it?
I blame this on my wife. My wife's a retired middle school art teacher, and she came up with the idea for The Stranger in the Woods and The Lost in the Woods story. And I think what the problem is that a lot of people want to copy something that's already been done before. And I think one of the reasons we've been so successful is we come up with new stories, and the teachers and the grandmas are leading the way. They're really reacting to it. And an example, you know, we did movies on both these two, and I had a lady from Salt Lake City call me that said that she was a grandma, and she says, I didn't let my kids watch television. I didn't let my grandkids watch television. But I found two of your movies, and I want 11 more of them, you know, for our whole family. And it's just that, you know, we need good things that teach kids about nature early on.
We really do.
So we can help protect some of our special places that we have left, and we have to get kids started early.
Listen, before we end this segment, and if you wouldn't mind, stick around, because we have a couple more of your photographs to talk about. Can you tell us what kind of equipment you use?
Well, I'm shooting with Canon now. I'm completely spoiled. I'm working with their high-end Mark II camera, which is a 16.3 megapixel camera, and our movies we did with the XL1 video camera. So we've been doing digital now for 3 years, and I never particularly liked film a whole lot. I've tried every kind there was, and from starting with the Kodachrome days and that, I like how digital renders. I like it a lot.
Well, when we come back, we're going to have more with Carl Sams. I'm joined by Danica from sharppics.com. Stay with us. We're going to review a few more of the photos from his book, his new book, Lost in the Woods. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Internet radio, the fastest-growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. leave your competition in the dust.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. And we're on the show today, partly sponsored by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photo studio. Go to photosimile.com. That's PHOTOSIMILE.com. And we're speaking with Carl Sams, who is the author of a book called Lost in the Woods. It's a children's photo book. And I have with me in the studio Danica Maison of SharpPix.com. And Danica had a question for you, Carl.
Yes.
Yeah, Carl, I just wanted to know, what is your inspiration for the photographs that you capture? They're very passionate and they're really nice. And I was just wondering, what's your inspiration for this type of photography?
Well, when I got started, my wife's a retired middle school art teacher, and she taught me composition, and I taught her photography. And early on in photography, we were sort of looking at photography as an art form. And back in 1982, I shook apples out of a tree for one doe, and I tell doe, and I worked my way up to over 20 deer I could walk through the woods with and took over 100,000 pictures of them. But when I did that, taking that many deer pictures, I was always looking at what backgrounds they're in, what flowers or lighting, or frost, or fog, or snow, and so we were all looking at it from an artistic standpoint. And Jeannie and I have been photographers at major wildlife shows around the country, and we've been featured artists there 11 times. We've got People's Choice for Best of Show, and so it was, it's become an artistic thing. And at first, I didn't know what composition was. I didn't know what PowerPoints and where you should place things in a frame and thirds. And Jeannie taught me that, and she'd say, well, this is good and this isn't good, and I keep saying why. And so I was really fortunate to have a wife that was so artistic and was able to share that with me, and the deer sort of taught me the rest.
So your inspiration was partly your wife then and then nature.
Exactly. I grew up on an island in northern Michigan, and I hunted and fished from the time I was a little kid, and sold my guns and bows for a down payment on a lens, and now I can shoot 100,000 deer and not be arrested, and no seasons and no license, and I can be outside all the time. And that was my true love, was the outdoors. And even as a kid, come home to eat dinner and take about a minute, and I'd run out the back door, and my mom, you know, I'm sure she's up in heaven there somewhere. She's probably still mad at me for not sitting down there and eating too long, but I was always ready to get back out and enjoy the outdoors.
Well, listen, we're going to direct everybody back to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and we're going to click on the front page there. You can also find Carl Sam's photography. Will be in the Hall of Fame gallery. He has brought us a number of photos today to look at, and we have two bears out in the snow, Carl. How did you get that shot, and did you use a telephoto lens?
I wonder if it's two or if it's three. Is it a mom and two cubs wrapped up?
In this case, it's two.
Okay. Are they polar bears?
Two polar bears. Right.
Okay. Well, actually, we have a few different pictures that we did, and I'm not exactly sure which one that one is, but I know that on our website we have mother and her two cubs that are wrapped up, and all day long we were trying to photograph them. We were working out of a Tundra buggy, and right late in the evening, just before we were getting ready to leave, the mom set up both cubs nursed on her, and then she fell asleep right on top of them.
Oh, my
and then
word.
We'd seen her 8 days earlier, and we had a picture of her in a blizzard with this it's like an island in the tundra, and it was 50-mile-an-hour winds blowing, and the mother bear's got her nose into the wind, and the two cubs are hunkered down on the end of this little these branches, island type thing, and it was an incredible trip. But it was up in Churchill, Manitoba, and we stayed up at the Northern Study Center, where they studied the Northern Lights, and bear biologists are there. And anybody out there that's looking to go see polar bears, you want to go during the last week of October and the first week of November. And probably, I don't know, about at least 15 years now, I think they've had their tundra buggies up there, and it's the best time to see polar bears, because after that, the ice pack freezes, and the bears go out, and they go to hunt the seals, and that's how they put all their weight on. And then the mom comes off a couple months early and to have her cubs, and the males come off, and they go close to 6 to 8 months without anything significant to eat and lose weight, eating kelp and things like that. So that's why the global warming thing going on with the polar ice caps can really affect that polar bear population, because if they have to go longer, they could run into real trouble.
Right. The other photograph, we have page two. We actually put two pages up of your photography. The one that really intrigues me is the chipmunk or the squirrel climbing on top of the snowman. Is that in your book, or is that
I call that one Nutty Buddies. And it's in actually we have a little board book for kids, too, that's a spinoff of Stranger in the Woods called Winter Friends. And this little board book we did for the real little kids so they wouldn't rip the pages in that. But I'll give away one of my secrets. You know, it's pretty hard for a squirrel to climb up on top of a snowman because the snow sort of comes off as he climbs up.
Right.
And so we actually made an ice man, and it made it much easier for him to get up and get the nuts off the cap of the snowman when we got that shot.
Well, I tell you, your photography is superb, and next time we have you on, your wife is invited. We'd love to talk to her, too. We'll talk to you again soon, Carl.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you, and thank you, everybody out there. Appreciate it.
You betcha. And in our next segment, we're going to talk about scrapbooking. So stay with us. This is the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the Internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WS Radio.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com, that's sutlaw.com, or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates and, at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's P-A-K-M-A-I-L.com.
If you or someone you know really babies their car, motorcycle, boat, or RV, do we have the product for you? Never wax again. With the very same paint sealant that new car dealers charge hundreds of dollars for at a fraction of the cost, now available direct to consumers. See the amazing results at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. Whether restoring an older oxidized vehicle or protecting a new one, the PPS paint sealant may be applied with an orbital polisher or by hand. Best of all, we offer this simple but ironclad guarantee. If this is not the best product you or your loved one has ever used, we will refund your money, including shipping, and you do not need to return the product. Why would we offer such a guarantee? Because the product is that good. See for yourself at www.paintprotectionspecialist.com. That's paintprotectionspecialist.com. It makes the perfect gift.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix, home of the deflector for great product pictures in a snap. Go to SharpPix. That's SHARPICS.com. Now, today we have a new element to the show. Before we get to our next guest, we have a news segment. Stand by.
Consumers will receive digital cameras in record numbers this holiday season. And Chad Richard, Chief Executive Officer of Simple Star, notes too many photo management solutions are overly complex, hard to use, and make people handle photos differently than they have before. Among the features to look for in photo management software, according to Richard, are software that automatically uploads photos from the camera's card or hard drive and gives people options about where to store them. The ability to label photos by person, date, location, and as a favorite. The ability to help people express themselves when creating digital photo albums. Several printing options that allow users to print to retail electronically, such as drugstores and convenience stores, as well as print at home and through mail order. And different ways to share photos in addition to printing, such as emailing and online hosting. MyPhotoPipe.com announced the completion of the national rollout of its 94 print options for owners of digital cameras using online websites for print processing. Targeted towards serious amateurs and professional photographers, 94 print options tested for 3 months to exceptionally strong results, according to the company. Sanyo introduced the Sanyo Exacti C6 and Exacti C40 digital media cameras designed to shoot high-resolution digital still images and high-quality full-motion MPEG-4 video. The new Sanyo Exacti C6 is the world's thinnest, smallest, and lightest digital video camera. The C6 combines 6-megapixel digital still capability, improved low-light response, 60 frames per second direct TV video playback, and improved MPEG-4 video performance. The C6 will be available in the United States in early January 2006. Photography news brought to you by PR Newswire.
Welcome back, everyone. That is our news segment for today. Our next guest is Rhonda Anderson, who is the co-founder of a wonderful company called Creative Memories, one of the largest scrapbooking companies in the world with 90,000 representatives in countries throughout the world. Welcome to the show, Rhonda.
Well, Jack, it's great to be back. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday you were on the show, but it's actually been a couple of years.
Yeah, time goes fast.
It does. Well, and I also have a friend of mine in the studio today, Danica Maison. She has a couple of questions for you as well. She has her own company called the SharpPix. So, but let's start with just the basics and kind of get our audience a little bit familiar with how Creative Memories was founded.
Well, basically, I had the opportunity to teach my Mothers of Preschoolers group back in 1987 how to organize and display their photos and albums. And back then, the scrapbooking phenomena was not around, and so people were frustrated with keeping their pictures in shoeboxes and under the bed and dresser drawers. And so I taught a simple 30-minute class on how to get your pictures preserved in a meaningful way in what is now is the scrapbooking, Creative Memory scrapbook albums, and the interest was incredible. In fact, after that event, I had invitations to continue to teach this class in sort of a direct selling style format, and that really was the start of Creative Memories, was that very simple mother's group in 1987.
And the rest is history, as they say, you know. And the thing is the best form of advertising is word of mouth, mm-hmm. and your business has grown by leaps and bounds because it's such a quality business. And I wanted to ask you, is Creative Memories available in retail stores?
No, we don't sell our products in retail stores. We use our independent consultants, which you mentioned. We have 90,000 worldwide because they give the hands-on help and encouragement. As you probably know from firsthand experience, I remember our previous conversations, it can be a daunting project to organize and display your photos. And so our consultants provide the hands-on expertise and the motivation and, of course, the quality products to help people complete this project, because it can be overwhelming without that help.
I mean, well, they actually help me get the shoeboxes out of my closet and stack them and everything? Or?
Oh, well, you just never know. We have this phenomenal product, which you do need, called the Power Sort Box. It will hold 2,400 pictures and help you just get them organized first. That's the first step. People just need to find them all. They're hiding in so many different places in your home, or now with the digital phenomena, they're on memory sticks, or they're locked in a hard drive someplace. And so we have a new program called Memory Manager that is for digital photos to help you get those organized and categorized as well, because that really is the first step to beginning a photo album. It's just organizing the pictures.
Sure, and the beauty of that, if you have a memory manager, would be that you could organize them on the screen before you actually print them to go in the albums, correct?
Absolutely. And then you can make multiple copies. If you're making, you know, an album for each one of your kids, you can duplicate that photo so that each child will have a copy of that print. And you can do that again, all before you even print your photos.
Well, what's the difference between scrapbooking as a craft and album making as a family tradition?
You know, thank you for asking me that question. I love to clarify that, because when Creative Memory started, there weren't all these stores out there selling scrapbooking supplies. And our Creative Memory's mission from the beginning has been to make this a tradition, just like it was passed on from my mother to me. This is not about being crafty and creative. It is about preserving your family's stories and about passing them on. And I think we've gotten so distracted by trying to be so decorative. I don't know if you've been in any of the stores or even looked at Creative Memories albums for that matter. People can get so carried away with colored paper and stickers and decorative things that a lot of people, including myself, look at that and go, yuck, I could never do that. Who has time to do that? And so that is, to me, scrapbooking the craft. And I think that's fine for the 9% of the population that wants to be very creative and decorative. But for the rest of us who don't have the time and energy to do that, nor do we want to spend our time doing something that doesn't have the meaning, then album making that Creative Memories teaches is for the rest of us, because we teach you how to capture your stories. We, for those who want to talk about their faith, we have something called Facebooking to prompt some of your spiritual journey. We just really help you be able to capture the meaningful parts of your life so that it is something that is not just a craft. No, this is something meaningful that gets passed on from you to the next generation to the next generation. And that's the big difference.
That's one of the things that I noticed in our first guest is that he uses photography to tell a story about animals, you know, and we're animals and we have a story. And the thing is I wonder how many people scrapbook because of genealogy reasons as well.
Oh, yeah. In fact, I know that number, 12%.
Oh, okay.
Scrapbook for genealogy or to be real archivists with their photos. Mm-hmm. But then, and 9% are crafty, but everybody else in the middle, they want to either just tell their family story or organize their photos. And that's where Creative Memories really wants to come alongside people and help. Tell your story and then organize your pictures so that you can look at them. Because when they're locked in your camera, your computer, or, you know, in a shoebox or drawer still, you're just not getting the use out of them that you could. And we already spent all the money on a camera, and we used to buy film, and we're still developing our pictures. So let's get the value out of the investment we've already made.
Right. And Danik and I were talking a little bit about scrapbooking before the show. Do your clients photograph, well, you can ask it.
Sure. I was going to say, Rhonda, do your clients photograph like family keepsakes, perhaps baby shoes that they photograph? They may not want to hold on to the baby shoes forever and ever, but they may photograph it to keep it as a keepsake for to pass along to their children.
We absolutely do that, and we highly encourage that. It's one of the best ways to pass on, you know, family stories and legacies by photographing important mementos. In fact, I have an album in front of me that one of our consultants color copied so she could share it with me of that exact thing. She went around her family farm and took a picture of the butter churn and the stove that her grandma cooked on, and then journaled the stories about each of those items. It was a magnificent photo album.
Yeah, I was thinking about my grandfather's watch. You know, he got a watch, and there's 23 grandkids in the family.
Yeah, who
and
gets
I'm,
it?
Yeah, exactly that. And I was thinking, well, gee, you know, it would be great if everybody at least had a picture of it, because it has an inscription in it, and it also has the date when he retired from the railroad. So I think that's the kind of thing that would be fun to scrapbook and make pictures of, photograph, and then put it in the scrapbook to tell the story of his life. And, of course, that's all important to us. Well, how does Creative Memories make it easier? In fact, let me direct everybody to Photomall, Fotomall. And we have you on the front page, and you'll be in our Hall of Fame gallery.
Oh.
And we have some pictures here with some description, looks like descriptive pictures of scrapbooking. I don't know if you have them in front of you, but in picture number one, we have a collage of four pictures of an album that actually sits up sort of like an A-frame.
Mm-hmm. That is our Time for Triumph album that we are using with the Alzheimer's program, because we donate a portion of every sale of that album to the Alzheimer's Association, because we're passionate about helping people remember, and of course that's a beautiful tie-in with Alzheimer's. And so that album is a little bit of a departure from a scrapbook style as well, because all you have to do is slip in your pictures. It's a pocket style album, but of course 100% photo safe. We spend over $1 million every year in our own technology center testing every product that we sell to make sure it complies with the international standards organizations compliance rules that they set forth every year for what is photo safe. And so this particular Time for Triumph album has met that. And then we have some some extensions of that product coming out this next year for those people who say, yeah, I like the speed of the pocket style. I don't want to mess around with adhesives, but I still want to write my story. And so we're making a product available in 2006 that, like I say, will take this similar concept and make it into a more full-size album.
And it really has a nice look to it, and it can be out actually on display somewhere, and you can flip the pages and change the photographs.
Yeah, and it's a great thing for dads to bring to the office with them, to have, you know, the kids and the wife, you know, on display at all times. And it's a great keepsake for grandparents as well, because it stands up almost like a picture frame.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent tool. And then the next photograph we have is what looks like letters and written material with photographs. Now, how is that used in scrapbooking?
Well, we provide all kinds of different ways that you can journal and caption on your pages. And so we have alphabet stickers so that you can caption every page. Every year I try and convey to my kids, for an example, some important theme or some important learning point that I want them to forever remember. The year that my mom died, she was famous for saying, just get to work. So I took those letters and with a double page spread on an album, I wrote that caption, just get to work, with pictures of my mom. And they will forever remember her for being so compassionate and so forceful about the importance of hard work.
So. Well, you're so wonderful for doing that. And you passed on the words of wisdom of your mother to next generations.
Yeah, exactly. And with those letters, it makes it easy to do. And so people who don't like their handwriting, well, you can use those letters to do that large captioning. Or I use my computer a lot just to do typing, and then we print it out on the Creative Memories acid-free paper. And then you can do spell check and grammar check and then just mount the entire thing in your photo album as well.
Well, before we run out of time, I wanted to ask you, how does a customer know if they're truly getting a safe product for their album?
Well, that is one of the positives and negatives of the photo album industry. It is unregulated. So even though this wonderful ISO board sets standards, there's no archival police to follow up and make sure that they're met. And so when you purchase a product from Creative Memories, you absolutely know that it meets those ISO standards. And they're working on some ideas to label products that have been tested so the consumer can automatically know. But that's coming in the future.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time, Rhonda.
Thank you, Jack.
All right.
Appreciate your time.
This is the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel like the competition is gaining on you? Do you feel unable to keep up with the latest legal, financial, and business strategies? I do. We all do. Life is hectic. Time is precious. That is why it is my pleasure to inform you of a very special free offer. The Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report features brief and informative articles needed for business and personal success. It contains excellent discounted offers for valuable products and services, and it informs you of upcoming guests and topics on the Entrepreneur Magazine Legal Show, hosted by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. And best of all, the Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report is absolutely free. You only need to visit successdna.com to sign up. Twice a month, you'll receive a confidential e-newsletter containing useful information that will make you money and keep you in the game. Sign up today at successdna.com. That's successdna.com.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranchoiceE. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to EmailThatSells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to EmailThatSells.com. The domain name says it all. EmailThatSells.com.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic five-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
To me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of the photographers, and in this, our fourth and final segment is brought to you by CashForPhotos.com, which is my online ebook. If you're looking for ways of making extra money and selling your photography, go to CashForPhotos.com. Also, if you need help photographing things like family heirlooms, I have with me in the studio today Danica Maison of SharpPix.com, who's one of the sponsors of our show, as you know. And Danica, we had a pretty great show today, and some of the topics that we covered, at least the last one especially, has a direct correlation to kind of how and why you started your company, SharpPix, and invented the deflector.
Absolutely. My husband had an application where he needed to photograph a product for his work. He was doing a PowerPoint presentation, and he needed to photograph something real quick and just needed it in a web quality status.
A small item,
mm-hmm. Relatively very small. And he would have to go quite a distance to get to his marketing department. And so he wanted a tabletop solution, which began our investigation into tabletop photography products. And then we therefore developed the deflector.
Well, if you know, I'm just thinking like this, people that are scrapbooking right now. And one of the examples I used in the last segment was my grandfather's watch, that gold watch. You know, it's hard to pass it around to 23 people, but if you can photograph it, the trouble is to try to just put it on a table or on a couch or something, you're not going to get a very good photograph, are you?
Sure not. And you really want to capture the detail of some family heirloom item, to capture the detail, the personality of the item. It's so critical to capture that detail. And by having a non-distractive background, it sure does help.
Well, and your product, the deflector, really makes it look like it was taken in a catalog. That's what I like about it. And your company is so philanthropic. You're also donating proceeds to the Red Cross, I understand?
That's exactly right. Every deflector that have been sold between the end of November and December 31st, we're going to be giving $3 back to the Red Cross.
Well, that's wonderful. And then in addition to that, you're doing this giveaway on Club WS Radio. You know, the team here at WS Radio Network, we're very excited because we're able to offer special offers, discounts, and prizes. And we have something for everybody if they log on to clubwsradio.com. And one of the things that we're giving away is, or several of the things, are your products. Tell us what they are.
Absolutely. Coming up on December 13th, we're going to be giving away a monopod. That's a tabletop monopod that you can see at sharpix.com. As well as coming up the following week, we'll have a small mini deflector that we'll be giving away. And our grand prize comes up, and that's going to be in mid-January. It's going to be a digital camera, our 240 deflector, our 24-inch deflector, a tabletop monopod, Skip McGrath's complete guide to marketing for eBay, as well as a digital camera bag. The complete system has a retail value of in excess of $500.
Wow, boy, I'm excited. I'm going to go there and sign up myself. Oh, no, darn, I can't win.
Well. And when you sign up, we're going to send you 5 photo tips by visiting Club WS Radio. We'll send you 5 photo tips that help everybody to take greater photographs this holiday season.
Fabulous. And the other thing I want to encourage everybody to do is make sure to sign up for the free email newsletter from WS Radio. Of course, your email address is sacred to us, and it'll not be sold to third parties or anything. But make sure you go to clubwsradio.com and join the club. It's free. It's fun. Why not? And Danica is going to be giving away some great prizes on that site. Any final words, Danica?
Yes, we're having some holiday promotions we'd like to invite everyone to take advantage of. We have $10 off our deflector, the 24-inch, as well as free shipping when you spend $150 at sharpix.com. So please come visit us and see the complete offerings for this holiday season for every digital camera owner.
Well, I want to thank you for kind of co-hosting the show with me today. It was kind of fun, wasn't it?
My pleasure. Some great guests.
Yeah, and, you know, Rhonda Anderson is a great inspiration to all of us to be able to start a company, a photography company, and turn that into such a huge, major success. And now it's worldwide. Scrapbooking photography is everywhere, literally everywhere. My wife attends classes. Have you attended any scrapbooking classes?
I sure have. I've actually attended a weekend seminar where I've scrapbooked all night long for 2 days straight.
Wow. And you for your kids and your
Absolutely.
Whole family?
Absolutely. For family, for sports, for so many aspects, scrapbooking is great.
Yeah, I just think that all of us should be paying attention to our family history and our genealogy, and what better way than to photograph them. I have some special photographs that I keep hidden away in case I want to blackmail certain people in my family, but they'd be fun to put in a photo album, and I'm looking forward to doing that. Well, thank you for being with us today. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show. And we will be back next week with another fabulous lineup. This show is syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the deflector from sharpix.com. The deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source.
Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's SHARPICS.com.